This is Passport to Texas. European honeybees and native bees, both important pollinators, are in decline.
With interest in declining pollinators, there's been a call from a number of landowners for plans to help these species.
Parks and Wildlife's Michael Warner says the agency developed new pollinator protocols for landowner use that begin with food and nesting sites for bees and other pollinators.
Let's say you only have a few species that bloom in the spring, not many in the summer, not many in the fall. You could do a reseeding or seed the area with native plant seed. Now that can oftentimes be expensive if you have a lot of acres. But in the protocols, we also describe another method of putting in native pollinator plots. You consider this analogous to a deer food plot, where you put in, let's say, a half an acre. And that's your native pollinator plot, which makes it a little bit more cost effective than reseeding a really big area.
Find complete protocols on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. Some landowners who implement protocols may qualify for a wildlife exemption.
If they're actively wanting to develop a wildlife management plan for their property, they don't have to do all the protocols. They can pick and choose what they want to do. If they need help, they can contact their local TPWD biologist in their region for help with this.
The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.